3.
It's episode 111, and we've got plugins for site cleanup, joke of the day, better HTML tables, bulk deletion, SEO migration, and a great new plugin to change content based on what season it is. All this and more coming up next on WordPress Plugins A to Z.
WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with nearly 20,000 WordPress plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch in this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today. Welcome back. I'm your host, John Overall, and with me is my co-host,
Marcus Couch.
And this show is brought to you by CMS Commander.
That's right. If you're looking for a way to manage multiple installs of WordPress across multiple servers, this is the plugin for you. And I just use CMS Commander to save myself a boatload of time when dealing with a new client site. Let's just say you have one really good site with the ultimate setup of plugins, or perhaps a personal list of favorites that you want to choose from. Copying these plugins from one site to another is as easy as selecting the plugins you want to copy, choosing the destination site, and clicking go. It's literally one click and you're done. CMS Commander takes care of all the rest. So be like John and I and use CMS Commander. You will not regret it. Find out more at wppluginsa.com/CMS Command.
Excellent. All right. And don't forget, you can get the show notes over at wppluginsa.com. And head over and review us at iTunes Store. We've got some iTunes reviews for you here a little later on. And if you're listening to us on Stitcher Radio, click that little thumbs up button down in the lower corner. We'd greatly appreciate it.
That's right. And now it takes us to a little self-promotion, John. And you've got something for us?
Oh, yeah. I've got my lovely commercial, which is due for a revamp here soon.
Is your WordPress website giving you trouble? Have you received the white screen of death? Have you received notification from Google or other search engines that you've been hacked or compromised in some way? Then let John Overall help you out. You can visit him at wppro.ca/emergency for quick tips and information to get you back online in a flash. Or if a more in-depth support is needed, then send John an email at john@wppro.ca. Or pick up the phone and call 818-850-7729. He'll answer the call and help get you back up and running in no time.
All right. And on my end, if you'd like to arrange a phone consultation with me, just go to my website, marcuscouch.com/call. I can help you out with WordPress, podcasting, SEO, affiliate marketing, internet marketing, local stuff, any of that. It's all in my wheelhouse as far as skills in my set of expertise. So just head on over to marcuscouch.com/call.
Excellent. SEO stuff would be a great thing to do for you.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot going on in SEO, a lot of Penguin and Panda updates that have recently come down through the pipe. And then the local end is really, really starting to heat up as far as places representation within Google searches and things. So if you've got a business, especially one with multiple locations, I can definitely help you out.
All right. And also don't forget, I do have another podcast over at WP Medic, the WordPress Medic podcast, where I discuss in depth and more details on the problems associated with your WordPress website and also bring in experts from all over the place to give their viewpoints and tips and tricks. So you can check me out at wpmedic.ca.
All right.
All right.
Well, we got some feedback that we're going to read since SpeakPipe has been a little slim lately. So we invite you to go to our website, wppluginsa2z.com, click on that leave us a message button. But there are other ways, and this is one of them. So John and I thought we'd take a few minutes and just go over some of the feedback from the audience.
And it's a great thank you to the people who took the time to go leave this info. This comes from both the Canadian and the U.S. iTunes store. So you've got one first off the bat, too.
Okay, sure. John and Marcus, I love your podcast. I've learned so much from listening to you guys. In one of your recent podcasts, you mentioned a plugin for converting a site from Joomla to WordPress. I'm about to begin a project like that for a website that he mentions, oldsjetfire.com. It's a small community site for the first turbocharged alcohol-injected car in the U.S. Oldsmobile only made them in 1963 and 1964. My question is, do you know a good plugin for a forum? Also, do you have any tips on how to convert the old forum threads in Joomla to a new forum in WordPress? Thanks. Keep up the great podcast, Rick.
Oh, okay. That's a question. I can answer part of it for you, Rick.
Yeah, go for it.
For the forum, you might want to look at BBPress. That is excellent forum software for WordPress, and it works natively. And if it's a community, you might consider going the full BuddyPress route and adding in the full community to go with the forum system. As far as converting the forum threads in Joomla to WordPress, you might be able to get them converted to posts, but I don't know if you'd get them directly converted to the forum section you need.
It would definitely take some SQL tweaking, that's for sure.
It would take a bit of work.
Okay.
All right, next. So next thing I've got up, first from the U.S. store in iTunes. This podcast review comes in as titled out Best Yet was a 5-star rating, and it's being completely new to WordPress. This podcast is excellent. These guys do a great job of getting to the point and giving useful feedback that doesn't follow the model of so many, with a couple of buddies just rambling about mostly nothing and adding crude humor. Well, I can work on the crude humor. I would be completely comfortable recommending this show to anyone I know. I hope they keep up the good work. I'm very thankful for their show. Be sure to give them a review and a rating if you agree. We seem to spend more time writing complaints than giving compliments. And this was done by All In 2013 was the signer of it.
Nice. This one titled, Very Nice and Useful. First, it's obviously a vehicle to advertise their services.
Yep, commercial. Ooh. Here. Commercial here.
No. Yeah, throw a commercial in. They plug themselves a bit much, but the information they provide makes it worth it in the end. Side note here, we do play that goofy little guitar lick before we're getting into the plugin, so you can always fast forward till you hear that little sound. So, I listen on my iPad and often wish it was a video podcast because I want to see the plugins they review in action. So that's disappointing. But overall, if you're a WordPress user / developer, you should subscribe. That's from DigiBard. DigiBard, I'm actually working on a video version of plugin reviews, but the screenshots and the small screens and phones and things like that. I'm trying to work out the best way to do it. And I've kind of been toying with it for about a year now. So we got that to look forward to. As far as advertising our services, we do need to make a living, and we do share our expertise every single week for free on the podcast. So you don't have to take advantage of our services whatsoever. You can always fast forward and not listen to it at all. That's not a big deal. Yep. So we're glad, though, that you left us some nice comments as far as the show being useful.
Yeah, much appreciated, DigiBard. But yeah, as far as your comments on the video podcast, well, I tried that once myself, but I found the time involved did not allow me to actually get my proper work done. So I had to compromise. It was audio and put out some good content for folks, or video and impact my work. It's a tough choice.
Yeah, and another thing about video is it's if I showed something on video, it's going to be with one particular theme, one particular CSS set. Hmm. And so your results are always going to vary unless it's just a cookie cutter plugin. So oftentimes it's hard to even just find those plugins to review for video.
Okay, and we've got a couple here from our Canadian listeners. Yay for the Canadians that got in there and gave us a review. Much appreciated.
Good job.
The first one off, it was an excellent podcast. One of the best podcasts I know of. Very focused on WordPress plugins, but that is a good thing. There are too many to try to keep track of yourself. Keep up the good work, guys. And that's from White Took.
And we have been labeled the go-to guys for WordPress plugins, says Robin. John and Marcus do a great job of showcasing useful plugins and, more importantly, staying away from the duds. Keep up the great work. Robin from Funeral Futurist. All right.
So thanks a lot, guys. We appreciate those. Those are the four most recent reviews we've had in the store. And on reviewing it, the Canadian store is a little light. Canadians, go and review us a bit more. The American store, not too bad. We've got about 38 reviews, but we could use a bit more to get us further up in the ladder there and knock out the stale, dated podcasts that haven't been recorded in a couple, 3 years.
Yeah, and you know, you U.S. people, we know the ratio of our audience, and U.S. dominates it. So you guys are kind of lazy. So if you enjoy the plugin, if you've listened for more than two shows, the rule is you've got to go to iTunes, if you use iTunes, and give us a nice review.
Yeah, we'd greatly appreciate it. So that's it for that, and we do have some interesting news in the world of WordPress, and that is WordPress 3.6 is coming. It's scheduled for release in April. Sometime this month, the beta should make its appearance. And with the schedule in April, should we start a pool now on when we'll see it? April, May?
April 29th.
Oh, you're going to push to the end, huh? I'm gonna push and say the first or second week of May.
Okay.
So anyway, there are some new features to be expected, and it's looking like it's going to be some interesting stuff. There's going to be some new there's going to be a post format user interface for it. There's going to be improvements to the auto save and post locking. It's got a new 2013 theme coming, and this is different than any other theme they've released. This one is going to be targeted strictly at personal bloggers. It's not going to be a complete universal theme like all the others have been. So it's new. They're going to add something into the core, which is done with plugins now for editorial workflow. And this will allow you to put in there more than just whether the post is live, draft or not. It's going to have several different layers for... Good for if you have a multi-blogger site. In other words, you have more than a couple, three people doing the blogging and an editor looking over the whole thing. And there's supposed to be some new menus, a new menuing system coming. So that's just the top layer of it that I skimmed over a couple articles I caught yesterday. And looks like it's going to be quite interesting. So
awesome. Can't wait.
That's what's coming in 3.6.
All right. Well, that seems to be it for the news and what's new in the world of WordPress. John, it All sounds right. like we're about time to fire up that motor and check out some plugins.
Let's go. All right. So I've got a couple of plugins today, and they came about because I was looking to clean up a WordPress site. Well, more actually, what I was looking to do was I was looking to nuke all the content because it was mostly demo stuff, but I didn't want to nuke all the plugins and everything in it. So I was looking for a nice, easy, clean way to do it. And this first plugin, while it doesn't do that, what it does do, it's called WP Cleanup. And what it does do is it cleans up some of the old junk and leaves your website intact. This is good if you just need to do some basic cleanup, like you need to get rid of those post drafts, those revisions. If you have a large collection of spam comments, when I ran this particular plugin on a site, it seemed I didn't realize there were over 20,000 spam comments hidden back in the database somewhere. So by cleaning that stuff out, you can clean up a whack load of space in your database that's just basically not being used for anything useful. And it also gives you the opportunity afterwards to optimize that database once you've cleaned out the junk. So you can sort of trim and thin up your database and maybe help improve the performance of your website. So check this one out. It's called WP Cleanup, and it's a pretty decent plugin. I give it 4 dragons for a rating.
Awesome. Well, I am going to talk about a plugin called SEO Data Transporter. And John, you've made mention of this once before. Basically, what this plugin does, I have a client site that here's kind of a mixed bag. You know, we talk about SEO plugins and different ones that you can use. And there's the Yoast WordPress SEO plugin, which is really good for beginners. And I use All-in-One SEO because it gives me a lot more advanced control as far as what I can put in there in fields and how I can import them and mass content and things. And I needed basically all-in-one SEO to be working, and this client had the WordPress SEO from Yoast. So what I did was I really needed to go just strictly all-in-one SEO, but I wanted to convert all the old data and titles that the Yoast plugin had created so that it could still carry over, so you wouldn't lose anything in the spider crawl. So this plugin called SEO Data Transporter does everything, and it not only does instances where you're using plugins like All-in-One SEO or Headspace or Meta SEO, Platinum, SEO Ultimate, any of those guys. So you can go from one to the other in any format of any of these things. So if you want to go from like All-in-One SEO to Yoast, or you want to go from Headspace to SEO Ultimate, this thing does all that. So for me, it was just I had the Yoast plugin already installed. I installed All-in-One SEO. I then disabled the Yoast plugin, modified and converted over all the data, and it still held within the database and populated everything over. So it did a really great job for me. It also has some instances where you can just go ahead and download a backup of all of the SEO data, which is really nice. It just seemed like to me a little slow, but it's the price you pay. It did work pretty well. So I gave this one a 4 out of 5. You know, if I could give it 4.5, I would. It's darn close, but it's really a great plugin.
Nice. Well, it's a nice way to preserve any hard work that was done in the past.
Yeah, and absolutely. So SEO Data Transporter is the name, and I highly recommend you check it out. If you use any kind of SEO plugin, it's definitely worth installing.
All right. Now, one of the great things about WordPress is that it has over 21,000 plugins. But the interesting thing is when you go searching for a plugin, sometimes something pops up in your keywords that just wasn't expected. It's like I was looking for things to clean up WordPress sites, and somehow this plugin popped up, and it looked interesting, and it was funny. And it's simple, straightforward. It's called Joke of the Day Advanced. Plug it in, you turn it on, and you decide whether you're going to have clean jokes or dirty jokes, and it pulls jokes from the internet joke database, and you stick a sidebar widget in, and you get a nice little joke. It's fairly pointless, useless, but it's also fun at the same time, and every once in a while, you got to add some pointless, useless fun to your life. So check it out. It's called Joke of the Day Advanced if you want to have some fun. I give it a nice simple 3-dragon rating simply because it works and it's easy and it's straightforward, and how it ended up in my search list, I'll never have a clue. Anyway, check it out.
Cool. Well, this plugin that I'm about to introduce is something that's really cool. It's been out for about 3 days. It's called Footable or Footable. I don't know which one they want to go with, but Footable is probably the way to go. It basically takes any HTML table that you have and it makes it look a lot better and sortable and also really, really nice on mobile devices. So you can kind of merge two fields together. If it's a mobile device, you can kind of create a separate little layout. It's perfectly scaled no matter what orientation the device happens to be. They can scroll across it, enlarge it, shrink it, tap the field headers, and it'll sort by that particular field as well. So I thought this is a really great plugin. It did exactly what I was looking for the particular client application. So I had no choice. It's called Footable or Footable, depending on your persuasion there, and I gave it a 5 out of 5.
It's always nice when something that just seems so straightforward does such a powerful job.
Yeah, absolutely. Works great.
All right, so the final one I've got here today, and this one was the one I was actually looking for when I went hunting to clean up this website, and it's called Bulk Delete. And like I said, what I was looking to do was I was looking to nuke all the content in a WordPress website, yet keep intact all the themes and all of the plugins and everything else I still wanted for the next stage of development. And this one here is a plugin that you install it and you can remove everything in stages, or you can nuke all the content all at once. It's useful when you create a site with demo content and you want to clean it up and make it ready for your client to insert their stuff and don't have to want to redo the entire site. It's simple in its function. Everything is, you can delete all the content in there by the pages. You can determine also, instead of just nuking it entirely, you can toss it all in the trash bin if you're not sure entirely what you're going to do with it. That way, if you nuke something in without meaning to do it, you can get it back again. Or you can just send it right directly into the never land of delete permanently. And if you do that, of course, it's gone forever. And when you're deleting posts, you can delete the post via category or tag content, or you can remove them item by item. You can, like I said, toss it in the trash or toss it all out at once. It was a great little plugin. It worked perfect for what I needed it to do, which was clean out all the posts and pages that were created for all the demo content, yet leave everything else intact. And I gave it a nice 4 Dragon rating. Perfect, perfect little plugin. So check it out. It's called Bulk Delete.
Nice. Now, John, does that also do searches? So can I search for a particular phrase and have it come up with a bunch of posts? No,
it didn't have that. That's like I said, if you knew your post ID number, that's how you would delete it by post by post. But if you're doing it by that point, you may as well go over to the post list and just check the boxes.
Gotcha.
Now this was to delete a site that had something like 60 posts of content, sample content, and several pages, and I just wanted poof, a couple of clicks and have it all gone.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I found a cool little plugin that just came out this morning, and I've had a use for something like this for a little while. This one is called WordPress Seasons, and basically it's just a simple little plugin that automatically shows specific text according to whatever season it is, and it uses short code. So you just put in the season. So if you had a particular post, and let's just say you were a resort or something like that, and you had different rates, you know, based on what season it was, or, you know, anything like that, availabilities, hours, whatever. This thing will alternate on the website automatically just based on what season it happens to be based on the date. So I thought it was a real handy, cool little plugin, and I gave this one a 4 out of 5.
Nice. That could be very useful. Mm-hmm. Useful if you're offering seasonal specials and other things.
Definitely.
All right. Well, that's all we got. Let's see. Anything else on the platter for today?
No, just remind everybody really quick, rate us at iTunes. We may read you on the show as well. We do appreciate people interacting with the show on SpeakPipe, so please go to our website, wppluginsaz.com. Also, Blueberry, VOA, Stitcher Radio, and any place you might find us. If you love the show, like we love bringing it to you, give us the thumbs up, the like, the plus, the share. Whatever you can do to spread the word.
Yeah, don't forget, SpeakPipe now works on your iPhone or your iPad device. So check them out there if you listen to us on those devices.
Yep.
All right, and come out in future podcasts. Hopefully we'll have some more special guests coming soon. And I'll have their own plug-in picks and other insights into stuff. So you can contact me on my website at johnoverall.com. Or if you need emergency support, go to wppro.ca/emergency and get some support there. Or email me, john@wppro.ca.
And you can find me at my website, marcuscouch.com. Twitter is @marcuscouch. And those consulting calls can be had at marcuscouch.com/call.
All right, and that's all we got for you. Thanks a lot, folks. We appreciate you listening to the show. Take care now. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.